The future is a hefty responsibility and not one that we take lightly. But then taking things lightly has never been what Hefty is about. That's why we've created the Hefty Renew program that turns hard to recycle plastics into valuable resources like park benches and building materials. To participate, simply fill up an orange Hefty Renew bag with accepted items, tie it up, and drop it in with your regular recycling. That's it. It's that easy. It's time to rethink recycling with Renew. Particular valued resources may vary by geography. More info available at heftyrenew.com.
When you drive a vehicle so reliable it's backed by a 10-year, 100,000-mile limited warranty, you stop thinking about what you can't do and start doing what you never thought possible. Visit your local Kia dealer today to see what you're capable of in a vehicle that inspires confidence around every corner. Kia. Movement that inspires.
Call 800-333-4KIA for details. Always drive safely. Limited inventory available. Warranties include 10-year, 100,000-mile powertrain and 5-year, 60,000-mile basic. Warranties are limited. See retailer for details.
The first taste of rare bourbon you finally got your hands on. That's nice. At Caskers.com, we make this experience easy. Caskers is a one-stop spirit curator with an impressive selection of exclusive, sought-after, rare, and household names in the realm of premium spirits and champagne. Discover the top flavors of the year now by going to Caskers.com and using code WELCOME10 for $10 off your first purchase. Get $10 off your first purchase with code WELCOME10 at Caskers.com.
You're listening to Voss and Bonnie's My Wife Hates Me on the Riotcast Network. Riotcast.com.
She really hates him, it's really true. Why did she marry this jackass Jew? Some people say that opposites attract, but this seems more like a suicide pact. He's totally sober, she's not that drunk. He's really old and she's got some spunk. He's totally holy as an asinine bomb, and she's just a little less dumb. She really hates him, it's really true. But somewhere deep down, she loves him too.
Testing, we're going strong, we're going fast, we're right down, we're headed towards a new podcast. We have the dog barking in the background.
Oh, we started?
Yes, we started.
Oh,
put your phone down.
I'm putting my phone down.
Welcome to My Wife Hates Me podcast. How you doing, Bonnie?
Oh my God, she's already barking.
She's a barker.
Oh my God.
She's a barker.
Hey, come here, come up here.
Shut that dog up. Shut it up.
We should just say she's our third mic and be done with it.
Your sound sounds better. It looks like it's coming off better.
Oh my God.
What? What are you laughing at?
Oh, Rich Voss, the engineer. Yeah, you sound better. Did you watch any of the Defiant ones?
Not yet.
Oh my God. The whole time I was just like, can you imagine, Rich, if you were the producer? Do you see those boards?
Yeah.
They're like huge.
Yeah, I used to work one of them.
No.
Yeah, when I was a roadie.
Don't front, because you can't set this up without a piece of paper.
First of all, don't say don't front, okay? You're too old to say don't front.
Well,
You're supposed to say don't lie.
Our third mic is really wants to say something. What, Allie? Yeah, agreed. Boom.
Don't front. We should just do a 2-minute podcast.
Just put them on Twitter. 2-minute podcast.
Oh, that's a good idea. 2-minute podcast.
This is one of the best ideas anyone's ever had.
Someone's got to set up my Instagram.
2 minute. The only reason, ladies and gentlemen, and I add ladies in there, even though I know none of you are listening.
Don't say the only reason I'm going on Instagram is because you're on it.
That is the only reason you're going on Instagram.
I was told to go on it by people. And the only reason you went on...
Even our third mic. Why weren't we thinking? That's what we should have named our dog, Third Mic. Come on, Third Mic. Come here, Third Mic. Come here.
Oh, it's such a pain in the... You know, already... More money the dog cost me yesterday.
Please stop with the
$45 I had to spend yesterday.
Oh my God, who cares?
Then a new toilet seat because of the dog.
$45 right here in front of you.
Oh, really?
Yeah, I don't give a shit.
Well, because you're a high roller, huh?
Give me $40. I'll do it.
What? Oh, you'll put in the other five?
Thank you.
You owe me $40 now. Wow. That was Bonnie. See how quick I gave it to her? You didn't even hear me pull it out of my pocket. And she ripped it right up. All right, look it. This is going
to... That's hard. That's as close as Rich will ever get to lying.
Let's let's get this thing started. Oh, you want to hear a cool story?
Okay. I mean, I want to hear a cool story, but I feel like when you say it, like me, like you don't know what cool means.
Oh, you want to hear a story that is...
I have to get out of this. You have to stop.
Anyhow, look, go behind the wall. There's a lot of stuff behind there. Anybody, listen, that keeps tweeting, where can I hear the roast? When can I hear the roast? The roast is being edited. We are going to try to sell it. We're going to try to put it out there.
Well, we don't really have that much control over it. It's a production company that is doing it.
And we're not looking to make money. We're looking to get it out there so the public can see it, right? Why are you shaking your head? No, like...
No, like I'm amazed by whatever. Just go ahead.
No, I'm saying I want this out there more than I want to make, you know, $5,000.
Why are you even I don't understand why you bring money into every...
I don't bring it. I'm just saying.
Do you have obsession with money?
No.
Do you?
Do you have obsession with bothering me?
Well, I mean, I'm stuck in this house.
I'm trying to say, to me, the bottom line is getting it out there. That's what I have an obsession with. So listen, we're working on... I don't even know if they even started the edit yet. I don't even know. It was a 5-camera shoot, so it's going to look great. It will be somewhere at some point. Obviously.
You heard it here first, folks. Rich Foss giving you the inside scoop. It will be somewhere at some point. The inside scoop with Richard Foss. Let me ask you some other things and see if you can give me the inside scoop.
Go right ahead.
Opie.
He's not working with Sirius right now, and he's got big things working. He's got big things working. That's what I hear. That's what
He's
I hear on Twitter.
Opie, big things working.
Big things ready to happen with Opie. That's what I hear on Twitter. Big things ready to happen. I haven't spoke to him in a while.
Okay, this season on Game of Thrones.
I think he lost my number.
Oh, Opie?
Yes.
Okay, we're on to the next thing. What's the inside scoop on this season of Game of Thrones?
Probably the last season. The last season.
You're going to go on record with that?
Yes.
Why do you say that?
I just figure it's run its course. And I think...
The
author only wrote 3 books. The author only wrote 3 books. So I think this is the last book. This is end of the last book.
You are so easily set up. Last night, we were watching Game of Thrones. And I said, this is the last season. And I said, because he wrote 3 books and this is the last book, which is bullshit. I don't know anything about Game of Thrones, how many books there are, if it's the last season. And you just fucking beep, 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 beep. I could tell you anything and you'll just, well. And the greatest thing is that you won't be like, well, Bonnie told me. You know, you just act like it's information you know. Ladies and gentlemen, you can do disinformation right in your own home.
Yeah, well,
fake news.
I'm pretty sure it's...
Make your significant other tell someone some bullshit.
Good.
Oh, my God.
At least I didn't lose
fake news.
At least I didn't lose my checkbook. Bonnie goes to me, I can't find my checkbook. I go, well, you know what? It's a day in the life. There's nothing that Bonnie doesn't misplace.
The only thing I can't lose is you.
Yeah, every day on a daily basis, she misplaces something. TV remote, which it stays on her next to her bed on her nightstand, can't find it. Where do you think it could be? What do you think it could be? You think it's in your car? Do you think it's in the mailbox? Where would you?
I looked everywhere for it for an hour and a half.
Okay. Well, I don't know what to tell you.
Well, I found the remote, but...
Yeah, well, it's starting to get on my nerves.
Okay. I'm sorry. I have a problem.
All right, so...
I've tried to work on it.
I'm working on this movie set. I don't want to say what movie.
Why
what
not?
Set.
I don't
because
understand the secrecy of that.
Well, because I don't put that
you
kind of stuff out
just looked at me like
there.
I was going to give it away.
Yeah, you do.
So well, what's the scoop on this movie, though? But can you give us the inside scoop? I know you can't tell us what it is, but can you give us the inside scoop?
No inside scoop on this. It's all
secret.
Oh, my
God, Richard. The joke is that there is that you don't actually give any information. So why couldn't you have been like, it's going to be a big hit? That's all I'm going
to
say.
Well, yeah, that's
scoop.
What I'm trying
like,
to say.
Well, but you didn't. You were like, no. You couldn't like find any. Oh, my God. No, I don't want to talk about it. I'm not talking about it.
Oh, look at Mrs. Excited because you haven't done a podcast in a week. Relax. We do them all the time. I know this is your way to get out there and have people know that you're still.
I'm on Instagram, Bonnie McFarlane. Instagram, so, putting up some Instagram photos. Let's have some fun with it before Rich figures out how to do Instagram.
I'm going
to
do
pictures.
It. I'm going to do it. But my videos will be cool.
Oh, dang. And you know what? I'm going to do a little differently. I'm going to put funny quotes on them. Woo! I'm going to put like 10 pictures on at once. Beep, 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 beep.
How long has Instagram been out?
Like out, like not hip?
No, been
in Snapchat, out Instagram. It's been out for a while.
How long? Over 5 years? No.
Well, it was cool for first three.
What, Instagram's not cool anymore?
It's out, girl. By the time Rich Voss gets on it, anything, you want to get on something good, you get on Gab. That's the next big thing.
What's Gab?
I don't know. Anthony Cumia was telling me about it because he got kicked off of Twitter. So now he's on Gab.
He got kicked off of Twitter?
Yeah.
No.
He's back on under a different name, but not verified.
Why did he get kicked off?
I think he called a girl, a reporter, some names, or some girl wrote an article about the end of Opie and Anthony, you know,
like
the last dribs and drabs are cleaned up, you know, whatever, some snarky thing. And then he, you know, tweeted her back sort of nasty. So he didn't like that article.
People get nasty all the time on Twitter.
Well, it is interesting that you would write a scathing thing about Opie and Anthony, and then you're like, do you not expect to get some pushback on this?
So why did he get kicked off? Did she complain or something?
I have no idea. That part I don't know. But then he got like, what do you call it? Like a timeout, and then he got reinstated. Then I think he got kicked off like three times, the last one. Third, you know, they do the baseball rule on Twitter.
What's the baseball rule? Home game, away game?
Yes. So he's now away game on Gab.
Well, anyhow, I don't.
Which
like
I don't know what it stands for. And I don't know how to get on it.
What, Gab?
Yeah.
It's like gabbing. It's talking, but only like with
with the word gab.
Well, you write, you gab as
it's
online.
Jewish housewives.
I have nothing today.
Italian. I don't know what Gab.
I have nothing today. So, I'm working on this movie set. So, we're all sitting around one day, and I'm talking to this hairdresser, right?
Male or female?
Female. Why would I talk to a male hairdresser?
Oh, don't act like you're some, like...
I'm a player.
No, you're not. No, you're not. I'm sure you went up to her and were like, do you like my hat?
No, I'm a player.
Oh, come on. What was your first words to her?
Hello?
Was she attractive?
Yes. Semi, yes. Yeah.
Oh, God.
Yes, not as attractive as you, but attractive.
We don't have to look. I don't care about you in that way, so it doesn't affect
She's attractive.
Me. She's attractive. She's a 10. Yes. Okay.
Not a 10.
You don't have to be that specific when you're
talking
about
women. 8 3/4. 8 3/4.
If they're over 5, they're all beautiful.
Okay.
Even the under 5s, you can say they're beautiful with caveats. Beautiful inside. Wonderful person. Great eyes. Well, I love her jawline. It's one of the best I've ever seen.
So I'm talking to her.
Her
right?
nape. Okay.
And then I'm telling the other guys I'm working with, she seems lovely, very attractive. Oh. I could see myself if I was single.
Settling down with settling the hairdresser.
Yeah.
Yes.
You know. Uh-huh. Maybe a nice place in Connecticut.
Okay, but what? She's paying for it? I don't understand where you're getting all the money now.
What? What? To buy the house?
Well, now you're married to her in Connecticut in a nice place? Like what?
Yeah, no,
why
I'll stay
aren't
in
we
Jersey.
In Connecticut then?
Connecticut's out of the way for a family.
Oh, like, oh, are you going to keep us and have a second family?
Yes.
Well, she better fucking get used to living in a fucking bachelor pad apartment and weird. There's no, you can't even afford that for her.
All right. Anyhow.
So she pays for her own
place.
Location.
Yes.
And then you go there.
I stop in.
You stop in. What'd she get out of it? Would he call her on the way? I just took a Viagra. You better be ready.
No.
You can't even afford the Viagra that it would take to have an affair. Do you know that? That's like
don't say I'm poor. What do you act like I'm poor? I got
I'm not
money.
Saying you're poor, but come on.
I got money.
Viagra is pretty expensive. That's how I know my husband's not having an affair. He can't afford the Viagra.
So I'm talking to her.
Yes. What's the first thing you say to her?
I don't even remember. That's not the point of the story.
What did you go up to talk to her about?
I didn't. She was probably right next to us or something during
lunch.
So
now there's a bunch of guys there too.
Maybe I saw her at the craft table and I said, maybe at
the
craft table I told her everything and she wants is on me or
Oh, trying to get laughs with the guys. Right. Okay. Using a woman as a prop. Wonderful. What a wonderful gentleman you are. Okay. No,
I don't know what I said to her. Or she was just sitting there. I'm going like, what? No, they're.
Oh,
they
made fun of her tits or something in front of everybody. Oh, look at the cans. Look at the jugs on this one. I think, well, I'll be getting my drink right here. Does beer come out of those? And then you just push her aside.
I don't drink beer.
To your dude friends.
I don't drink beer.
Thank you for. Making
I would
sure.
say there's Vita Water Light come out of those.
Oh, okay, yeah.
Or those buys, B-A-I.
Yeah, but then that gets a little weird. Because buy sounds like something else when you're doing sexual.
Or the other ones, the third ones I like. The tall, skinny ones.
I don't remember what those are called. Pick-a-pops?
No. Pick-a-pops?
That's from my childhood.
All right, so.
We used to have to go to a place where they just did sodas and they poured it into a bottle for you. You take the bottles back, they clean them, and they pour more soda in. And it was called Pick-A-Pop. And they had lots of different kinds. They had grapefruit pop.
Well, so I'm talking to her.
Yes.
Then me and the other guys I'm working with, I'm going, very, very lovely, nice girl.
Mm-hmm.
Nice girl. If I could see if my wife...
No, but
came
are you really
down.
Saying you can be free in front of me? Are you saying that, or are you like, man, I'd fucking stick that in her or whatever?
I don't talk like that.
I'd fuck her with your dick. I mean, that's the only way I can. No, something like that.
So, then like a day or two later, she's by us and we're talking. She knows I'm a comedian, but who doesn't?
At this point, do you wrestle that enormous fucking wedding ring off your hand?
No, my wedding ring is not enormous. My wedding ring is nice and dainty.
I know, but it's pretty apparent that you got a wedding ring on. Or you think that helps you with the ladies?
No, nothing helps me with the ladies. I'm old.
I mean, that's...
So,
do you when you were trying to pick a girl, did you keep your hands in your pockets?
Why?
Our third mic knows. Allie,
so
you must stop or we're going to fire you.
So I'm talking to her. She knows I'm a comic and we're standing there. She said, yeah, I was on a plane once and I was watching a Louis C.K. special and I'm laughing. And then the guy next to me said something like, wow, that's cool. Not a lot of ladies would laugh at that.
Louis C.K.?
Yeah.
Oh, they're giving a prop. Man, you got big tits and you like Louis C.K.?
Yes.
Whoa.
I'm not saying ladies don't
girl,
like him. I'm not saying ladies
back it
don't
on
like
up.
Him. I'm not saying ladies don't like him. I'm saying it's cool that she did. Okay.
A lot of ladies take offense to funny shit. You know what I'm saying? So you get on over here.
So
look, get that big ass on up in here.
So I don't talk to many people on the plane. So I'm talking
on, the what?
On a plane.
Well, or, wait, we're on a plane now? No, you guys went off to Aruba at some point?
Where are you going in the middle of my story? It's a good story.
I'm trying to get her.
So the girl says, so I'm on a plane.
Oh, she's talking.
Yes. And then she says, and then she
what
says,
does she sound like a little bit?
I don't know. Then she says, yeah, the guy next to me was talking. I kind of, he said he was on the way to write for the Oscars. I remember he said he has a podcast with his wife. I go, that was me. And then I remembered her, and it was like 2 years ago. I already met her 2 years ago. And now she's on the set.
You tried to pick her up 2 years ago.
No, I was just no.
Did I already ask you if you like this hat? Did I already ask you that?
2 years ago.
Can't get my golf game back. Is this the kind of thing you talk to women about when
what?
You're like what?
I played good golf yesterday.
How embarrassing that you talk to women on a plane. Like
I didn't I never
then,
do.
But also like
but after all the years of being on a plane, finally someone good looking sat next to me and she's watching comedy. Of course I'm going to talk.
You like Louis C.K.? Get on up over here. Come sit on my face. listen, when you're... This is... I feel like I just walked into a little bit of a... Like, this must be a huge problem for you, is that, you know, obviously you told her you're going to write on the Oscars, okay? You have things that you want to...
She said... She asked me, what are you doing?
No, okay. Sure she did. Sure she did. Yes. Yeah. No... Whenever I'm on a plane, I turn to the man next to me and say, hello, and what do you do?
No, I don't.
Where are you off to? So, listen, I'm just saying this, that you're trying to pick up this hot chick.
I wasn't trying to pick her up.
And you want to brag about everything.
I was meeting you there.
But at some point, you're like, and I do a podcast with my wife. Oh, damn it. Like, is it something in your brain that's like, don't bring up the podcast, don't bring up, and I do a podcast with my wife.
Well,
I've run out of things to brag about. Oh God, here it comes. I do a podcast with my wife. Come here.
So then,
So then
she said, oh, he does a podcast with her. I go, that's me. I mean, we're separated now, of course. I told her
it's
that.
It's called My Wife, My Ex-Wife Hates Me.
Isn't that a good story?
It's
isn't that a weird coincidence?
Completely unmemorable to women. Oh my
God. From 2 years ago, someone's going to remember someone sitting next to him on a plane.
But why did she bring it up anyway?
Because we were talking about comedy. She goes, yeah, I don't know why. Maybe.
Oh my God, you're missing a part of the story. You know you are, and you're
what?
Not.
What part?
I bet you after she told it, she was like, oh my God, I almost said the guy was I was about to launch into what a douchebag this guy was. And you're like, that was mean. She's like, yes. Oh,
but a good douchebag. Then, can I tell you another story?
Oh, sure. Yeah, keep them coming.
I was watching a comic on stage. I don't want to say his name. Who's preparing for something. So I was watching him and I wanted to give him a line. Mm-hmm. But I don't know if he was offended by the line I gave him. Should I tell you, remember what I told you? Should I tell that story?
No, I don't know.
About the ventriloquist.
No. You just want to tell a good line, but don't, it's dumb.
Don't tell the story? Oh, okay.
I mean, tell it if you want to.
Nah, it's not even a good story.
It implicates people.
I'm just trying to kill time. I don't have a lot of stories this week.
Oh my God. Well, guess what? This is what I would do if I didn't have anything to say.
I don't have
a
lot of good stories.
I was doing a podcast with someone else. I wouldn't be like, you want to hear another story? That's not. I'd be like, hey, maybe you have a good story you want to tell. No, this is Rich. Oh God, I can't think of anything to say. You guys want to hear something funny?
I ran out of things right now. I'll think of something else. You have anything you want to tell us?
No.
Any podcasts that keep asking you to come back that you came in bragging about?
I did pretty good, but I must have done pretty good on a couple of podcasts there. Getting some offers. Do more podcasts. You want to come in for free? I do.
Have you ever said no to anything?
Unfortunately. As I sit here with my husband.
Yeah.
That I hate. Well, I have a hard time with that. I'm a yes person.
I text David Feldman, told him I'm not happy with him, but I'll forgive him at some point.
Great. So
he goes, "You're right, I'm not a good friend."
Okay.
You want me to tell you the story behind that?
No.
Why
no,
not?
Thank you.
Well, anyhow, so much stuff has been going on.
Oh, my God. I can't think of anything to say. A lot of stuff I got to say.
A lot.
Your inside dialogue. Completely opposite of
here's news. We're not doing Montreal.
I didn't want to. I never asked
I wanted to. Do want to. Would
fuck
you bang
Montreal.
Them?
Montreal's a piece of shit. It's not
would
fun.
Would you bang them?
Who cares? Honestly, it's just a lot of work.
Yeah, but I like doing our shows, and we did it at South by Southwest, and it was a big hit. It's a big hit everywhere we do
yeah,
it.
Yeah, no, it's fun to
Skag
do.
Skagfest was a
but
big hit.
But you just show up. I mean, there's a lot of, like, production that gets involved.
I'm involved
anyway,
in that.
Who cares? Montreal's a pain in the ass. I always got to figure out, you know, what to do with Reyna and scheduling, and it's only been fun, like, honestly, I've been to Montreal, like, 15 times, probably.
I never, you know what?
Maybe eight. I don't know. Between 8 and 15 times.
I've never done the gala.
Who cares? It's not great.
No, I'm just saying. You don't get paid that much. It's about respect. It's about respect.
Well,
I did a nasty show like 6 years ago when Geraldo was alive.
Yeah.
It was great. It was me,
Geraldo died 22 years ago.
Me, Geraldo, Norton, Bobby Kelly, and
I was there. That was pretty fun.
Killed it. Tell the truth. Everybody killed it. They don't bring me. They bring the same fucking acts back every year. The same ones.
Well, it's their prerogative. They run the festival.
It's fucking ridiculous.
So I don't get why you don't just go.
I do.
They bring the same fucking acts back. It's a shitty festival. I don't feel like doing it.
Well, it's not a shitty festival.
Well, they keep bringing the same acts back every year.
You know, there's no reason.
Why don't you just get the people
show
that they book and invite them to a bar one night, and then you go to that bar, and then you could pretend you're in Montreal for a minute and then leave? Because that's the part you like, the hanging out.
That's all I like to do is hang out. I like to hang out with comics. I don't get to do it as much as I used to since a new kid. Oh, I didn't tell you I have a new child with my other family.
Oh, where? The one in Connecticut?
No, this one's
living in a one-room fucking renting the back room at a spinster's house. Yes, yes.
Oh, boy, you really fizzled that out.
It was hard. I had images in my head, and I couldn't put words to them.
Well, it's just fucking infuriating. That's all I'm saying, you know.
Is that your word of the day?
Did I use that before?
No, but it'd be funny to have Rich Voss's words of the day. Like if somebody made a calendar of Rich Voss's words of the day.
They used to have a list at Opie and Anthony of the words I made mistake.
But also they'd all be like just angry words.
Oh, enough. Oh, I'm getting it. I decided to get my tattoo.
Enough would be one of the words, yes.
I decided to get my tattoo right here. It's going to say, let it be.
Your masturbating hand?
And then two hands, two prayers maybe. You know, like the prayer hands.
Yeah.
I don't know if Jews are allowed to do the prayer hands like this, but that's too hard to do like that.
Well, really?
As a tattoo.
Oh, so some artists couldn't do that? Okay.
I don't know if they could. I don't know what it would look like.
Well, you don't need to put any kind of prayer fucking hands on Let It Be. And
I'm gonna have
and let, also, do you really, like, also, you're going to masturbate looking at Let It Be.
I don't masturbate. That's disgusting.
Well, that's what you're saying on the inside wrist of your.
Here's the three
right
things
hand.
I want to put right here. Let it be, just for today. Live and let live.
And don't come yet.
I'm gonna put those three things.
Yeah.
Right there, right there.
And then a picture of a cock.
That's come on. We don't have anything. This is not a good podcast. That little fucking kid keeps emailing me.
What little kid?
The little
it's
Chinese kid
thing.
The one that says review my YouTube channel. Have your daughter do it. Leave me alone. If we get around
we'll
to it, we'll do
it. We'll have Raina do it.
If we get around
somebody
to it.
Somebody wrote me a rev- This is actually pretty good.
And then the other guy that's doing those cartoons are very funny.
Yeah.
Did you see the one of you doing impressions?
Yes.
Very funny.
I was the one who retweeted it. So.
I retweeted it before you retweeted it.
You don't know anything.
I know a lot. And they're very funny. I mean, he's just taking our... I don't know. It's funny. It's funny stuff. We've been retweeting him, so... We're going to make you famous, kid.
Oh, God. We can't make ourselves... It's embarrassing that you say things like that without irony. You're like, oh, well, we're going to really make this kid famous.
Well, for just a fucking common person.
Do you want me to read this unsolicited podcast review?
Yes.
This is the guy that sits in the front row with his wife sometimes of our live shows. And then you didn't like him for a while because he was like...
The therapist or the lawyer? Wait, what is
he? The therapist.
The one that fucking told me what to do?
Yeah.
He's writing again?
Yes.
Oh, I gotta fucking hear this.
Drips. And this is for all our drips. That's a good one we got going now. We have drips. Listen to us.
Yeah.
And then we go drip, drip. A glorious return to form, albeit short, starts off this week's show. It was refreshing to hear the exchanges of wild accusations, unsubstantiated hearsay, and peppered denials lobbied between comedy's second funniest couple. I mean, he's making a joke, clearly, that...
Oh, thank you.
Fucking Tom and Christina. I'll fucking kill those fucking... classic themes revisited include the many affairs of Bonnie's ho-hum life and Rich's conflict of whether to include them in his lazy Susan of sexual fantasies or initiate KGB-caliber monitoring of all Bonnie's communications. A classic deflection attempt by Rich to segue into itemizing Bonnie's creative lies was easily dismissed. Another example of Bonnie's cheating now with TV shows. I did cheat on you with a TV show. Was also easily handled. Unfortunately, there were no major blowups or episodes of crying this time around. People love it when I cry. You know why? Because I'm always on top. So then sometimes you get in there and you fucking knock me off my high horse and I cry. People are like, yeah, bitch. You deserve that. You deserve that, bitch. By the way, the other night I was doing a podcast and we don't need to read it. Do I need to read the rest?
Yeah, I mean.
Oh, you like it?
Well, it depends where.
Well, let me just say this. I was doing a podcast.
Is this somebody's therapist that's taking their time to write about
a
fucking...
Yes.
And people are going to see this person,
I guess,
to get help?
He makes a living, you know.
To get help, and yet he's reviewing a fucking husband and wife podcast. And now he's not only a therapist, he's a podcast reviewer.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Well, he's doing a pretty good job, I guess. You know, he's obviously... Got very latent creative angst that he's trying to.
Yeah, he wants to do what we do, but he can't. So he probably when he's doing therapy,
he probably listens to us because we're the only podcast where he's like, I could do this. You know what I mean? People probably listen to us. They're like, wait, they have a dog for a third mic. I think, honey. We could do a podcast. No, I'm not doing Sandy anymore. Stop.
What?
Stop.
People miss that.
She's dead.
No,
you need
she's
to accept
dead.
It. Go through the...
I hate to tell you, on the blacklist, everybody thought the lead was dead, but she wasn't dead. Okay? They just stopped her heartbeat for a minute. She wasn't dead.
Okay, well, now you've just... That's called a spoiler alert. Anyway, I'm doing a podcast, and it's all dudes, and it's, you know, there's, you know, 20 people in that room... All dudes, and they just start making rape jokes. And at first, they're funny, but then it becomes like this thing where I'm like, I know I'm not going to get raped. That's not the issue, but
why? Because you'll say yes.
As I would be like, "Miss, not rape if you're willing, fellas. Let's go, get in line, cue up." No, the reason was because at some point I started feeling like I was obligated to stop it. To end it, like, God forbid, some woman over. What if one of the women from the secret Facebook thing that I what do you call it? Like, I watch.
That you joined?
I joined it, but I've never commented in it. But what if one of them are like saw me, like laughing, just at like it's fine if you heard me laughing at one or two rape jokes, but like 27 in a row.
Yeah, but you got to draw a line at 30. 27.
27 is fine still. Yes. Where is the part where I'm supposed to be like, guys, listen, this is a serious topic and people get hurt? So I didn't know what to do. That was just a question I had. What should I do in those situations? It did feel a little overboard, I have to admit.
You go, guys, guys.
I said, I'm the only woman in here. That's how I handled
guys.
It. I go, I think I'm the only woman in here.
I thought there was another lady.
And then they said, she's a rapist.
All right, go ahead.
What other lady?
Are you talking about the podcast that keeps asking you to do the podcast?
No, that's it. It was a different one.
Oh, you do a lot of podcasts.
I mean, I did two in one day. That's all. Ladies' Gossip, the show then moved into the latest gossip in the world of comedy, which thankfully was short and didn't include inside jargon or stimulating tales of middle acts who think too much of themselves or which comedy club owner just doesn't get it. I was anticipating another guilt-inducing rant on subscribing to Behind the Wall, which thankfully did not occur. Do you want to take this opportunity now to tell people to go behind the wall?
Why, is this fucking idiot not behind the wall?
I don't know. I didn't ask him, but I think now it seems like a good jumping off point to say if you want to go behind the wall, $1.99 a month, it's pretty cheap.
What did we just say back there? Someone emailed, tweeted me, oh, there's not enough stuff. There's so much stuff behind the wall.
Well, once you're through it, I suppose.
We just added a new Would You Bang Them?
Oh, well, there you go. Go watch that, you fucking
listen to
cheap
it.
Piece of shit. That's worth way more than $1.99.
Fucking assholes.
You dick. Don't fucking come at us.
What's $1.99? You know what we put into
You know
this?
What? You could just give us $1.99. We don't have to put anything back. We just have a fucking zero. We just have some thugs fucking rip you off when you get back there. Behind the Walmart.
Go ahead.
We should call it Behind the Walmart. Do you get it?
I'm so aggravated.
Okay,
today.
I'm sorry. It's early. I haven't eaten or anything.
I have too much energy.
I was anticipating another guilt-inducing rant. Blah, blah, blah. Scribe my husband. Thank you for the heaven. Though I must admit, that shtick is well done and would do great as a public access telethon show or inserted into religious sermons.
What shtick?
He's being very facetious.
About which one?
He's passive-aggressively really poking us.
About what one?
Going behind the wall.
Oh.
Sadly, one of the show's hidden talents, the wonderful, innocent musings of Raina, because she's not innocent, so that's another, was missing this week. Perhaps they had her locked in a room writing material or rehearsing her testimony for child services. Keep it up, guys. The future looks bright. P.S. Hope you're doing well. Looking forward to sitting awkwardly at the front in your next show. The thing about Raina... Perhaps they had her locked in a room writing material. You know.
She's an ad-libber. She doesn't write material. She's like her dad.
Well, I think he's saying she writes our podcast for us. Isn't that what he's saying? But you're on one hand saying Raina is brilliant and that we're shitty. So which is it? Is she good or is she a fucking shitty writer if she's writing this crap?
I can't keep up today. I have too much anxiety.
From what?
The strong coffee.
This is my second cup.
I had two cups too.
We are drinking the strongest coffee in the world.
I can't drink anymore.
We got it at Skankfest. And Rich, it can't handle it. I love it. I don't think there's anything wrong with it. I think it's pretty amazing. And if you guys want to try some of the world's strongest coffee, you should really do
you're
it.
Such a hack.
World's strongest coffee.
Call Raina down. We need an appearance. She's still in bed.
Still in bed.
At 11:30.
Yes.
Let's see. Do I have any dates to plug? In the middle, go get my daughter.
I'm trying to get the thing. What's it really called?
What thing?
The world's strongest coffee.
You threw it out. You used it.
No, I put it in that other container.
I know, but you threw the bag out.
I threw the bag out. So
but
now
you
I
still
can't.
Have those travel mugs that say it. The travel mugs. Holy shit! This coffee gives me major anxiety. What's the name of it?
It's the Death Wish Comedy Co. Company, the world's strongest coffee.
What's it called?
Death Wish Comedy Co. I remember reading on the back. It says some people think it's irresponsible to make coffee this strong.
How the hell do they do it?
But we think we are doing service to the world.
I cut it with Maxwell House too.
So if you think you can handle it, you know, go for it, because it gives you a lot of energy. If it's too much for you, like Rich needs much more mild coffee, clearly.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I don't like
it. So just be careful. Know what kind of person you are before you get into Death Wish coffee. It's a very good tasting coffee, I would say.
Bonnie got
we
mayor.
Got no we get nothing out of this, me saying that.
Bonnie got mayor because I text a girl that we talked about on the podcast, and I just was trying to find out if...
Okay, remember we talked about, I don't know if people remember this, she contacted you?
Yes.
Some girl from his high school.
Not high school, I used to date a long time ago.
Wait. Okay, so how old is she about?
I don't know.
Okay, but anyway, she's... I keep thinking of her as this young woman. She's probably not. Okay, so she contacts Rich... And it's a come on. It's a come on.
No, it's probably how you been. It's been 20 something years. It's not a come on after 20 years.
And so he calls her back, right? And then she left a message, which I read, which...
What are you looking at?
I thought that was a spider, but it's a fly. But
quit peeling your dead skin on your hand.
Sorry. My hand is dying. One limb at a time. So anyway, refresh us with the story.
After like 20 years, she just contacted, how you been, thinking about you. And then I was mean to her, so I just wanted to call.
No. This went back and forth a little bit.
No.
And then I said, why are you calling this woman? Because the you let me listen to the thing, and it was all about, like, I'm a single mom, I need some help.
No, she didn't say I need... Well, quit exaggerating.
I don't remember exactly, but why was I so angry?
You weren't angry, because
you called her back, like...
No, you weren't angry I called her back. I don't know.
There was some weird shit going on.
Nothing weird. She lives in California.
Okay. Let's just put this in perspective.
Oh, here we go. If I did this...
Yes, right.
We already discussed that.
Okay. So we know that you're a hypocritical piece of shit. We go through all that. We have that on the podcast. I don't know what fucking podcast. I'm sure we didn't name it properly, so you can never find it. If you didn't listen, go fuck yourself. So then...
What's in the middle of your hand? Let me see here. You're fucking scabbing up and dying.
No, it's from... It's from doing pull-ups.
I don't get blisters when I do pull-ups.
Well, I don't know. Do you do 100 at a time?
Yes, and you don't do 100 pull-ups.
Well, some days we do.
They're not real pull-ups.
They're kipping pull-ups.
What the hell is a kipping pull-up?
When you swing.
All right, go ahead.
So then we go through all that on the podcast where I say, don't contact her. You're crazy. You're insane. There's something wrong with her. Clearly she's not a normal person. Then he tells me yesterday or the day before, I reached out to that woman. Did you call her or text her?
No, I texted her.
He texted her. How you doing? And I was like, why would you do that? And he's like, I just felt bad that we were mean to her on the podcast.
Yes.
It's like, a month and a half ago? I mean...
Sometimes things hit me later in life. And I feel bad. I felt bad.
And did she contact you back?
Yes.
What'd she say?
Oh, I hope everything's all right. How's it going?
Oh, my God.
And then she writes at the end, I love you.
Did she write that?
Yes. Really? So I think she's losing her mind. Love you.
She didn't write right after, sorry, wrong person. Love as you. As I often do.
No, she didn't write that. She didn't write back. She wrote back, said everything's okay. So there, it's all settled. I just wanted to make sure she didn't hear the podcast.
Oh my God! But if she did or she didn't, it's already done.
Well, then you can say, "Hey, we were joking. It's a podcast." You don't want people to be hurt in life.
No, you don't. But then you think about it before you do it, and then. Also, we were joking. Everything we said was factual. We played parts of message. Message? We played part of your voicemail.
I got a lot of weird women in my life now. A hairdresser I flew with 2 years ago.
It's like God is saying, like, have an affair.
God's saying you still have it.
No. What, the woman, you think that, like, by the way, I had to fight to get this job after I found out you were going to be on it. For 2 years, I've been looking for you. Ever since that plane trip, I haven't been able to get you out of my mind. Is that what you think? Like, she's gotten that job?
No, she didn't know I was on
it. You should, next time, when are you going back? Tomorrow?
Yeah.
Just be like, I got a restraining order on you. Fucking God, leave me alone.
God works in mysterious ways.
Oh my God.
What?
It's what are you turning into? This is the thing about marriage, that you have to, like, roll with the punches. You don't know when you get married what someone's gonna become. Like, I didn't know you were gonna wear different colored fedoras every day.
You call this a fedora?
What's it called?
A hat. It's a hat.
You know, I didn't know that you were going to wear crazy golf clothes around town.
This is a nice hat.
Or tank tops that showed your nips. Because you think you look so good.
We can go in a workout. I wear tank tops.
Did you see that 60-year-old man over there?
I wore one of those tank tops on the set the other day.
No, you didn't.
It was boiling hot out.
No, you didn't.
It was like 100 degrees.
No, you're lying. Even you wouldn't do that.
I did. Well,
even
I was worked
you
out.
Would
I
not
worked out
do
before,
that.
I worked out before I went on the set, and I just wore it.
No,
it
I don't
hot.
Believe it. With your hat?
Huh?
Nipple tank top and hat?
No, I had the other hat, my
Kangol?
Kangol. Yeah.
Oh, God, that's not true.
What's the big deal? It's a set. It's hot. There's a lot of...
No, you're lying.
All right, I'm lying. There's... You know,
yes, you're
union
lying.
Union workers. Or
there's some union truckers. Workers there. There's a lot of grips truckers. And gaffers around. I'd love to hang out with the grips and the gaffers. And we talk about triceps. And
all right. What else we got? We got another minute. Then we're at 45, and I'm cutting this loose. I can't drink that coffee anymore. It hampers my creativity.
Oh, okay. So for some people... Death wish coffee, maybe not for you. For others who can handle it. What if you did die and I was like, oh my God, this coffee works.
Death oh boy, you really? You want to wish death on me?
No, I don't want you to
what
die.
What would you do with that hut?
I don't want you to die. I really
what would
don't.
You do with my grandmother's hut?
The first thing, you'd be dead less than an hour. That thing would be out by the dumpster.
That's a beautiful
I'd put
hut.
You in it and put it out by the dumpster.
What would you do with this stuff?
I would gut this place, take all the furniture out, put all new furniture in. That's what I would do.
I want to get a new living room set with an ottoman that opens so you can put stuff in.
Whoa. Yeah, there's some pretty lofty goals there, mister.
Well, let's go buy a living room set today. We don't ever worry about finances. We get what we want. Do you know the stuff I've been buying at Walmart?
Because you're a second family, she supports herself.
My second family.
All right, I got to go.
Why?
I got to go walk the dog.
But we didn't do anything really good today.
Listen, I know you seem to think you've got a handle on what's good and what's not. You don't know.
Yes.
So.
I know this one stunk. The last two were good.
Okay, bye-bye.
Well, here's what I say.
What?
If two out of three are good, two out of three ain't bad. You know what I mean?
Oh my God, you fucked up the quote the first time? Is that what you did? Is well, that what you did?
No.
You were gonna do like, here's what I always say, two out of three ain't bad. But instead you went, here's what I always say, two out of three is good. What? You fucked up.
No,
so
I'm not dumb. Two out of three ain't bad.
Who sings that? Pat Benatar?
Meatloaf, you fucking idiot. Not even, it's a guy. Pat Benatar, you know one.
Isn't Pat Benatar a guy?
Fucking who sings that? What are all those brown spots you're getting on your arm? You got freckles? I never knew
it's
you had
in the
freckles.
Sun, I get freckles.
Stay out of the sun. That turns into skin cancer.
Oh, thank you. Anyway, well, let me get to the hospital.
Oh wait, hold on. I didn't talk about my physical. I had a physical. Everything came back great.
Well, there you have it, folks. Ending on a high note.
Hey,
thank you so much for listening.
Hey,
go behind the wall, $1.99 a month.
How's the sound here, Dr. Steve, huh? How do you think the sound is on this one?
Well, you were angry at him.
I'm not angry at him. I'm never
like
angry at him.
Fucking Dr. Steve telling me how to run my fucking show.
And not only
show.
That, mate, we were wrong about his 4-hour dinner. He was having dessert, and we didn't realize how long it takes to have dessert. Didn't he text us that? Remember when we talked about his 12-hour dinner? You just stare at me. I think the sound on this one's a lot better. Dr. Steve, let us know. And keep writing reviews, therapist. Okay.
His
I don't
name
think
is
he's
Eli.
A therapist. I don't think he's a therapist. I think he lied. He's just a podcast stalker.
I've actually been to his place.
Why?
I went and had dinner there once.
At his office. Shows. At his office, you had dinner.
His office is in his house.
Why did you go to his house?
They invited me over for dinner. I was like, okay.
There's no possible way you would ever go to someone's house for fucking dinner, okay? If you did, I will divorce you because then you've just been lying the whole time. You went to dinner for real?
Yeah.
Where do they live? Give me one.
In the Village.
First of all, there's a lie because you don't work any clubs down there. You work uptown. What?
Really? I don't work at the Village Underground.
Yeah. Oh, you went between shows? Well, because at the Village Underground, it's only one show a night.
I mean, between my other shows. I had another show uptown.
Oh, and you had dinner? Well, they don't live downtown.
You don't know that.
Yeah, I do.
How do you know?
Because they're always at uptown clubs.
Uptown clubs. I mean, uptown girls.
You had dinner at their house.
No, you know I didn't. So why do you keep... Everyone knows that I didn't do it.
No, that's something you would do.
No. Oh, 2 minutes ago you said... I'm sorry, 45 seconds ago you said that I would never do it and you would divorce me if I did because then I've been lying this whole time. Now you're saying, oh, that is something you would
well,
do.
Well, it's something you would do if you thought there was like a podcast there or something like...
Goodbye. You know what?
Serve?
You judge me on doing two podcasts. You
what did
fucking...
they serve? What did they serve for dinner? What did you have?
I didn't go.
If you were to go, what would you have?
Salmon.
Was there...
Goodbye.
Do you have anything you want to plug?
Your mouth.
Whoa.
Dance, Wishko.
She really hates him. It's really true. Why did she marry this jackass Jew? Some people say that opposites attract, but this seems more like a suicide pact. He's totally sober. She's not that drunk. He's really old and she's got some smunk. He's totally holy as an asinine bomb and she's just a little less dumb. She really hates him. It's really true. But somewhere deep down, she loves him too.